Florida's attorney general has 30 days to study the language of a medical marijuana constitutional amendment before sending it to the Supreme Court. The amendment failed last year after it fell just shy of the 60% of voters needed to put it in the Constitution. Orlando attorney John Morgan is the public face and financier of the campaign, but United for Care spokesman Ben Pallera says there's grassroots financial support as well.
$5, $25, $50, $100. So there's a lot of grassroots energy around this. I mean, we have over 6,000 donors to the campaign. They're not all, John Morgan's given seven figures, but we have a lot of people out there.
United for Care needs 683,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Opponents in 2014 called Florida's medical marijuana amendment de facto legalization. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abarai in Orlando.